I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. It certainly feels nothing like spring in West Virginia right now, but with the start of the new year comes the start of the spring trout stocking schedule. And we'll talk more about it right after this. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. January marks the beginning of spring trout stocking for the year, more aptly described as the winter stockings to get going. Some waters are biannual, meaning they'll get stocked once this month and once in February. But as DNR Coldwater Fisheries Chief Mike Shingleton tells us, a lot of that is weather dependent.
It doesn't happen every year. Some years we get lucky, and that first week of January is pretty nice. But right now, for the next few days, couple days, the weather, road conditions are going to be such that we're probably not going to be able to get out to do much stocking. The weather looks a little better towards the end of this week and into next week, so we'll see what happens.
Now, if you were supposed to have your local water stocked, don't despair. You aren't going to lose anything. Any stockings that are canceled are always made up. Shingleton says a lot of times, though, it's as much about the weather at the hatchery as it is about the weather at your local stream or lake.
If the trucks can get out and, say, get to a stream, there's likely places that they may not be able to stock that they normally would, say, in a couple of months from now. And so, but the weather to cancel a scheduled water, you know, we had water scheduled to be stocked today. The decision to cancel those stockings is totally up to the discretion of the hatchery manager.
Trout fishing is a popular activity in West Virginia, even when the temperatures are super cold and the weather is miserable.
Obviously, it's not as many people as you'll find in later March or you know, April, May, when the weather gets a little nicer. But we've already had a number of calls from last week and already this morning from anglers wanting to know what, you know, what we're doing and when things will be stocked.
Now, many of the waters stocked at this time of year are in the western part of the state. Don't worry, if there's ice on there, they can fix that.
We haven't had the kind of weather to put a lot of ice on these lakes. They may have a skim now last couple of days and tonight here in the mountains. Tonight is supposed to get down single digits. And so that'll start the ice formation, but it's probably still a little bit weak to get out on.
Even when Shingleton admits, although trout are cold water fish, the really frigid temperatures aren't healthy for them.
When it gets down into the single digits and teens and the wind chill, that makes it also very difficult to stock trout because their gills can literally freeze, and cause damage and you may not have very good survival.
And you can check the DNR website or the Trout Stocking Hotline daily to find out if waters are stocked in your neighborhood. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.